So I drove home yesterday from Santa Fe, where I spent a few days with our cousins down there, and really quite wonderful to be with everyone. So I stayed in the casita of Lonnie and Doug Rankin, and Lonnie is one of the sort of key people in that Awaken Life group who've kept the community connected through a lot of times, through having Joan retire and the hard grieving that they all had to do after that, and then COVID. And they did their koan salon and their Tuesday morning meditations did not meet during COVID. I think they made the decision not to use Zoom, but they individually in pairs would meet and walk together, outdoors, and so really stayed connected in those ways. And so then Wednesday was the second meeting of their reconvening of their koan salon, which I got to attend. And so there were a dozen of us on Wednesday, and then we just had a gathering on Thursday afternoon, and that was a little smaller. There were nine of us for that, just right there in Lonnie and Doug's. They call it casita, but it's a pretty good sized space, and it's a building that they designed. They're both artists. They both paint and do design. And Doug is a builder, so they built this with a great deal of loving care to be a place for their family to stay when they come to visit, because they have a good number of children and grandchildren and many friends, and so their house was just not quite big enough to hold like all the people who had come to visit, and to be a gathering space for Awaken Life community, and to be studio space for Lonnie. So I should have taken some pictures, because the care with which they designed this space just completely blew me away. It's very beautiful, with attention to light and air, and building in all the storage around the edges so that the space is really uncluttered. So it was a perfect space for us to meet in that way. And then I met with 11 people individually while I was down there also. So it was a kind of reconnecting for me. It was a I met a few new people, but mostly it was reconnecting with people I had known for in the past when Joan was teaching down there, and some who have that you have gotten to know. Piper was there, and Ellie Hawkins, and Nick. And the impetus for the trip in the first place was to take Estrella her raka suit finally after she took refuge in October. And so I was able to do a little just individual ceremony with Estrella. And some of you know Pat O'Hara. She's part of that group as well. And I got to meet with her. And so just a sense of our connectedness, you know, our sort of interweaving. And then I also got to, it turned out that Van was going to be in Santa Fe taking a friend for a cancer treatment. So I got to meet Van, whom I had not met in person. And then I got to yesterday have Jerry Schifrin came up for breakfast. And so I got to see Jerry as well. So really a very, very rich time. I did not see Santa Fe at all. That will be a different trip. That's okay. I got to walk on this beautiful, up behind, they live on a cul-de-sac, and from the end of the cul-de-sac, you can get on to a trail that goes up onto the ridges behind. There's a huge amount of open space there with these interconnecting ridges. So I did get a couple of really nice walks up there overlooking the city. So that's about the time. And so I was thinking about what touched me, aside from just our, several of them spoke, you know, with a great deal of love of the way that our community had an open source, how much they feel that they're part of open source, and that the teachings that we've had and the gatherings that we've had and the ability to sit with us in these early mornings have really changed things for them, have let them feel how we are part of something together, and that this companionship has been really important. So I'm conveying thanks from that community to you. It has meant a lot during this time. And so, and meanwhile, you know, I came back and sitting down here this morning, I realized, gosh, I was only gone a few days, but already the early morning light is landing in a different spot on the floor. And just that sense of the movement. The movement of our earth in relation to our sun, the movement of us through time and space. Movement of time and space through us. And so thoughts came up this morning about our relationship, my relationship, the relationships I've witnessed this week to suffering, to illness. And the beauty of art and the art of beauty was what came up for me, that several members of that group, including Nick, some of you know, have partners who are very ill. Nick's partner has leukemia, and another member there has a husband who's been for a long time living with a multiple myeloma, which is something that just comes back. You know, you treat it, you beat it down, it comes back over a long period of time. So, and it leaves your immune system, you know, so they've been very much contained. And they're artists, and it's not at hand, I should have brought it, but one of the woman whose husband is living with multiple myeloma gardens and paints, and she just made a card with these beautiful flowers, and the words flowers rain down on the side. And exactly this life, you know, exactly this life is excruciatingly beautiful and difficult. And all of us have had big losses in our lives and are familiar. You know that line about from the Bible about Jesus, you know, a man of, or from the Messiah, but coming from the Bible, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, you know. And that's us, you know. We are a person of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And the beauty of us, the beauty of our lives, this morning to me, just thinking of it, is stunning. It's just stunning, a life. And so and the companionship, they've had some rubs in their group, trying to figure out how to proceed. Some rubs that came before COVID, and then this long gap. And as they reassemble, you can feel how it's changed. The relationships have changed. And I think they're in a really beautiful place. And, you know, so all, this also includes the power of our companionship of each other, including the rubs, you know, that come up among us, which are also part of the intimate suffering of our lives. We suffer when we bump each other. We suffer when we hurt each other and when we're hurt by each other. And that too becomes part of the beauty of being alive in this weird way. And so Jerry had told me about this film. There's Lion's Roar or whatever that is. I think it's Lion's Roar. It's doing this online sort of ongoing kind of festival thing over the summer that Jerry had subscribed to, and he sent me a link to this film about Pamela Kirti. And it's a very strange, he said he managed to watch 15 minutes of it, and it's like an hour and a quarter, because it was hard at the beginning. It's a really interesting concept. They've got, there are four layers to this film that go on kind of simultaneously. And one is water running like a cascade, not exactly a kind of waterfall, but then cascading down a river kind of image, but close up, just water running. And sometimes the water is running through the body of a man who is lying on a bed, ill. And you can see that he's suffering. He's just lying there. He's a dancer. And so in a very kind of subtle way at the beginning, he's dancing the presence of his suffering, the presence of his illness. So this is the Vimala Kirti figure just lying on a bed in an empty room. His hands, the movement of his hands is really, and the very subtle movements of his body are expressing his suffering. And meanwhile, a young woman is singing in English, but in a very non-English way, words from the sutra. And I can't remember exactly, but it's like, I suffer because the whole world is suffering. That sort of content. And then at the same time, a calligrapher is writing the words of the sutra. And you get to watch, he's a, like, He's a calligrapher. It's incredible to watch his hand moving. And his hand is a little bit shaky. And yet, wow, you just watch out of the tip of his brush. First you see him making the ink with his stone. And then this slightly shaky hand. And then, out of the tip of that, this incredibly beautiful writing. And so the film kind of goes, alternates among these images and overlays them sometimes. And I found it talking to the experience of these last few days of, on the one hand, a kind of witnessing in a very vivid way, hard way, of this man, of just the presence of this man lying there hurting, just hurting. And the film doesn't let you turn away. And then along with that, the beauty of this young woman singing, the beauty of water running through, the beauty of the hand of the calligrapher making this writing. And you can't land any place, it just, and that's sort of the feeling that I come home with, is not to need to land any place. What is it like if I just let the flow of, if I don't turn away from the way the flow of my life, the flow of our lives, is so much the interweaving of the suffering and the beauty. So I think maybe that's a good place for me to stop and open it up.